Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Puffin Rock and the New Friends is the latest feature-length film to come from the five-time Academy Award, Golden Globe, BAFTA and Emmy-nominated Irish animation studio based in Kilkenny Cartoon Saloon. Joining me in the studio this afternoon, Jeremy Purcell and Lorraine Lorden, who are both director and assistant director of this new beautiful film. Congratulations to you both. Will we play the theme tune? Because people, parents and grandparents who watched the original Puffin Rock with their children will know this, and they'll definitely know the theme tune. Yes. So Puffin Rock was a little TV programme. There was a lot of them.
Yes.
How many were there in total?
Two series of 39 episodes each.
That's 78. That's and they were 7 minutes long.
That's right.
Yeah. And now you're going to feature length.
That's right. 75 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And it took 3.5 years to do, but COVID was in there. So people who don't know about Puffin Rock, who's best... position to introduce it to people.
Well, it's for 3 to 5 year olds, and it was here played on RTE Junior, and it's also on Netflix. And it's about a little brother and sister Puffin. So Una is the older sister, and Baba is the little brother. And Baba gets himself into little scrapes, and Una kind of looks out for him. So it's a really lovely family dynamic.
Yeah.
But you know, there's also a lovely nature element to it. You know, they're on a little island, and you know, every episode we learn a little nature fact. So, you know, in one episode we might learn about Bernie the hermit crab and how he changes his shell. And then in another episode we learn about a little caterpillar changing into a butterfly. So we have, you know, this lovely little family dynamic, and we also have this just beautiful, peaceful island where we get to observe nature.
And it's beautifully drawn.
Yeah.
And it's narrated by Chris O'Dowd.
It is.
The TV programme was, and the movie is now. And Jeremy, you were director on the... Assistant director on the TV.
Assistant director on the TV series, yes.
Morris, yes. And you got the Joyce. Nod to direct this.
Yes. But Morris approached me at a Christmas party, because we knew that there was going to be a feature, and we had talked about it, or there had been rumours of it in the studio on and off, and they were working on a treatment, a couple of pages about the story. And Morris approached me in the Christmas party and talked me into it because he wanted to do something else. So so he was like, would you mind taking this over?
Yeah.
So Morris is directing a show at the moment in Cartoon Saloon. So we took Puffin
Rock.
Picked
up the baton.
Now, as I said in the introduction, you know, 5 times Academy Award nominated Cartoon Saloon. So when you step into the feature length movie thing, do you feel the weight of pressure on your shoulders because it's coming from Cartoon Saloon?
I don't know if we felt the Oscar pressure so much as the mammy pressure. You know, because, you know, it's so beloved. You know, families have, you know, brought their children up, and this, it is like a soundtrack to parts of their lives. So I think we felt the pressure to, you know, deliver something to those people who had been watching it for a really long time and just had that great love and affection for the show. So I think that's where the pressure came from more. So we did feel that responsibility of
so to be true to the original.
Very much
And I believe that Puffin Rock is huge in China.
Yes, yeah.
Like how big? What are we talking about?
I think there's like a billion streams of it.
What?
Yeah.
It's getting bigger each time we tell that story.
Well, time goes on, Jeremy. You know, more people watch it.
Yeah, at some point I'll be right.
Maybe 500 million views.
It's still, that's half a billion. Still, just say it fast. People hear the billion.
Still quite a lot, yes. Yeah. So we think that there might be 2 to 3 year olds going around learning English in a slightly Northern accent.
Aha.
You know?
Because a lot of the characters are voiced by Northern actors.
Yes, a lot of our
original.
They're voiced by children from around Derry, Belfast, from Northern Ireland.
And then Chris O'Dowd is from Roscommon.
Yes.
Yep.
It's very Irish, which I loved about it. Even in just, like, I'm going to play a clip from the movie, and it's Chris O'Dowd narrating, and they're in a cave, and there's all sorts of mad stuff going on. So here it is.
Lassie, stop throwing rocks.
What?
Huh?
I didn't throw anything.
Then what did?
Whatever it is, it's digging very fast. It's a furry paw. And another one. It must be some type of horrible prehistoric cave monster. Or a very cute otter. I wasn't scared at all, of course. Maybe just a little bit.
I love that the narrator is sort of, he's involved.
Yes, exactly. He's one of the team. Like, and really, we can put ourselves in his shoes, because we feel like he's asking the questions, or he's saying to the characters what we want to say to them, you know. So I think that's a really nice connection for the audience to have.
And the otter's name is?
Marvin.
Marvin.
Yes.
And Marvin's new in town, and so too is Isabel and Phoenix.
That's right, yeah.
And that's a theme throughout the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, there's three new arrivals in the island, and, you know, it's a challenge going somewhere new and trying to fit in and get used to new things. So we have three different characters that are all facing the same challenge, but the way that they handle it is very different. So I think that's important to kind of know that not everybody's going to react the same way in a given situation. So to be understanding and try and kind of have a little patience and a little empathy for people.
So a lot of people returned, obviously Chris O'Dowd returned, but you used that, I've never heard that expression before, but some of the actors aged out.
Yes.
Which means they got too old, is that it?
Yes, yes. Our TV series Una, Kate, is 19 and going to college at the moment.
Right.
So we were very, very lucky. Beth, her younger sister, is 14 and just the perfect age.
Right.
So she stepped in. We did a casting audition with her, and she stepped in as Una. So they sound so similar that we were able to use a little bit of Walla, which is the laughs and panting and stuff like
breaths.
That, and breaths from the TV series. So it's really the two sisters kind of mixed.
So you've all those on file.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're in the editor and you need a pant or something, you go.
Yeah. It's like fall and somebody goes, oof.
Yes. Yeah. usually for the last half an hour of the recording with the actors, we just go, okay, run on the spot, and they will just run or laugh or cough or.
And you have all that stuff.
All this kind of stuff. Or even just saying, hi, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Goodbye.
You never know when you'll need a goodbye, Jeremy. You'll never know. And Eva Whittaker, we spoke to Eva because she was one of the voice actors in The Wolfwalkers.
Yes.
And she's a voice actor on this
Such
as well.
Such a huge talent. She's really a star.
What age is she now?
14, again, making us feel really old.
And she plays?
She plays Isabel. So she's one of the new arrivals. And I guess she is the one kind of having maybe the most difficult transition, because we kind of imagine that Isabel was back on her island. We would think it was Tufton Puffin Island, and that she was Una, and she kind of understood the world and she knew her place and she knew everyone. And just for her, this new place is more disorientating than maybe for some of the others. So she's having more problems with adjusting.
So this was written before the war in Ukraine, but it has amazing echoes with a lot of children who are living in Ireland now who've come from Ukraine.
Yes.
So you're doing a lovely thing. You're casting at the moment for a Ukrainian version.
Yes. Yeah. Jerry, our MD, came up with this idea and pitched it to Screen Ireland, who are helping fund it and stuff, and we're casting and doing auditions. We've just done in-house auditions where we were just bringing in actors, placing them in front of a microphone just for them to get the feel of what it is to be in a microphone with earphones on and stuff. And they read lines and sang songs, and we're going through all of those at the moment to cast, I think, 15 roles, I think, we have to cast in Ukrainian.
And that'll just be, would that be in the cinemas, or where will that appear? It'll just,
I think the idea with it is to just give it out and say, here, this exists. Particularly within Ireland, there's community groups and stuff that can request a screener, and then just put it on themselves.
That's Ukraine. That's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a small way that we can just support the community. And I think especially kids, you know, they don't understand everything that's going on. And hopefully we can kind of help them make some sense of it.
Yeah. You have the obligatory soft toys as well.
We do.
Also, actually, from Ukraine, a factory in Ukraine.
Oh, did they? Yes. That's a nice connection, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And in keeping with the nature message, they're made from recycled plastic. And each one has a little card that tells you how many bottles we were recycled to make each one. So, you know, we kind of really take on board the kind of nature
message.
So
that's Una.
This is Una, yeah.
There's Isabel, yeah. I recognise them. I recognise you from the...
Phoenix and Baba.
That's Phoenix
and
Baba. All right.
Yeah, so these are our original characters and these are the new characters. But we love them just as much.
So it's been shown, you've been at screenings already.
We have,
What's the reaction been?
It's been lovely actually for us to watch it with children because we have actually been watching it with crew with maybe a critical eye, and we're looking for different things, but it's been so lovely to watch it with an audience and see how invested they are and how like they, you know, the Marvin's little song is a big hit, you know, it's so cute, he just goes dig dig diggy.
I should have recorded that.
So, you know, the kids are singing that and you know, when the little egg goes missing, they're really invested and they're like, no, they took it. And you know, so that has been so lovely and that's been new for us. And that really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah. So you've moved on in a way. I know you're here today and you're promoting it and all that sort of thing, but you've moved on to the next project. What are you working on?
Well, we're there's another TV show being made in Cartoon Saloon, which is also showing on RTE right now. And that's Silly Sundays. So that's on the go right now.
Right. And Jeremy?
Yes, I'm moonlighting a little bit on Silly Sundays. I wish. Yes.
How many people work in Cartoon Saloon?
It varies. It goes up and down depending on the projects. So
it's a huge success story, isn't it?
Well, we're in it, so we kind of don't pay as much attention. You know, we just kind of go to work and we're happy to be working on projects that we love and, you know, with people that we like working with. So we maybe don't appreciate... like outside, you know, because we're just there and like just getting
just in talking to you and seeing them from the outside, they seem to be nurturing talent. So you were telling me before we went on air that people who worked on the TV program worked on the feature length thing.
Yes.
You know, and that's a big step up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, that's, I think, you know, we were all young when Cartoon Saloon started and we've grown as artists and as people with the company. And I think we know the value of that. So when new artists are coming in, you know, we appreciate how hard it is to start and how intimidating it might be. And, you know, just really give them some guidance and encouragement often is all they need, you know?
Okay, quick question on AI, because I've been saying I'm fascinated by the audio element of it. And I've been saying that for animators, like, you know, it's a win-win for them. They can clone voices of their choice, type in a bit of script and there you have it. Mm. You don't have to worry about casting or anything.
I don't know. I think I would probably use AI if we needed to. We need this character to shout, and it's only one pickup, and we don't want to bring him into get that. So maybe we'd use AI
Thin end of the wedge,
yes.
Jeremy.
Yes, I think like we were talking about it earlier, myself and Lorraine. I think if we had AI say to do Isabel, it wouldn't be the performance that Eva brought to it. And I think Eva brought something that was surprising to us.
Right.
And
you can't clone that, that emotion.
You need that collaboration. Yes. Yeah.
My daughter's nearly three. We love to watch Puffin Rock together. It's beautiful. Baba and Una are firm favourites in our house. We'll be watching this. Thank you, Orla and Edie. And we brought our two-year-old for his first trip to the cinema yesterday to see Puffin Rock. It was absolutely magical. He's currently standing by the radio saying, "Where's Baba?" since you played the theme tune. There you go. That's what you like to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, congratulations again, Jeremy Purcell and Lorraine Lorden. And Puffin Rock and the New Friends is in cinemas now. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.